I know Donnie Griswold, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, has been waiting patiently. Speaking of waiting patiently, you are waiting patiently for the arrival of a new son. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. We God has blessed our family, and we have a little girl, Grace, who's 3 and a half, and she's just awesome. And within the month, we're going to have a baby boy. Declan is going to be born. So
congrats.
Just so blessed, so happy. So life is good. It keeps football in perspective, in the proper perspective for us. And, again, I count my blessings every night.
So really, Don, nothing going on in your life. School starts in a couple of weeks. You got you'll have two under 5 years old, and you're a head football coach. Really, you got a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just trying to figure out what I should do, what show I should binge watch next, etc. So yeah, that's good. I like being busy.
At least when you'll be up all night with a newborn, you'll have film to watch.
That's right. I'll be watching Huddle on my phone. And, yeah. No, life is good in LaGrange, in the Griswold household.
Oh, very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tim.
That's awesome.
Tim and Tom, the terrific team. Thank you for having us. Yeah. I mean, what's more American than, I'm sitting at a table back there with Coach Ward and Coach Shaw, two of my really good friends. My wife's back there. DJ's wife's back there. We're eating chicken wings, talking about football. It's the all-American day, man. I just love
it. It's Christmas time.
And that's why I got my American flag hat on. You know what I mean? It's just awesome.
And I've mentioned this before, but just to say it again, I mean, Lorain County coaches – believe it, you get between the lines. They're as competitive as competitive
Amen.
Can be. They're all
Amen.
Trying to beat one another.
Absolutely.
But a night here at the Brew Kettle or coaches' associations meetings or whatever, pretty tight-knit group.
Very tight-knit. You know, I mentioned Coach Ward and Coach Shaw. We go on dates together with our wives in the wintertime. We hang out. We talk about all things not football, not teaching. It's just it's a good group of men. And if your son is playing football in Lorain County, it's a pretty good chance that they're being mentored by just good men who are teaching them lifelong skills, fantastic values, and what hard work can do for you in your life.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It's so pure. I've been in other places. I lived in Arizona for 3 years. I've seen some other things. And this is not everywhere, you know. And I was telling we have a new AD down at Keystone. And I was telling him about bragging about our media coverage. I was talking about you guys and some of the local newspapers. I mean, it's off the charts the kind of media coverage we get. We are so blessed, and just couldn't be more thankful to be here.
All right, let's talk Keystone football.
Let's do it, man.
Obviously, you're looking to build this program, get it to where you want it to be.
Sure.
So, what's the next step?
Yeah, we were 4-6 last year. I didn't realize how young we were. I was filling out some questionnaires for some local media, and we only have 4 returning starters, 11 lettermen. But it doesn't feel that way. We got a bunch of kids that are ready to bust out. We had some kids that were held back because of injury or whatnot, or just being behind a really good senior last year. So I like this team. They get along. They love one another. They're a pleasure to be in front of every day and to watch grow. So we're just trying to build some momentum every day, stack good days on good days, and grow young men. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of hard work, man.
Tell us about key players. Who are some Wildcats you're counting on?
You know, our quarterback play, we're gonna have Jacob Shackelford. He's a dynamic kid. He's a weight room. He loves the weight room. Very dynamic track kid, plays basketball. Dylan Naylor is going to be a two-way starter for us, a tailback and free safety. He's 190 pounds. He's going to get a lot of work. He's a dynamic player. You know, up front, we got a couple of kids that are ready to break out. A young sophomore, Alex Paddocky. We got Dalton Weber, who's a senior, can start two ways for us. Corey Hartle, a senior, going to start two ways for us. So we got some fun kids. Another senior, Carson Sandrowski, is going to start two ways for us. So it's exciting. You know, this is an interesting team in that we get a little bit of everything. We got some speed, we got some size, we got some explosiveness. We got kids that can catch, got kids that can tackle. So we don't have a lot of depth. You know, we've got 45 kids. So we're a couple key injuries from, you know, looking at some bad things, but we got a little bit of everything, and knock on wood, if we can stay healthy, I think we might be able to, you know, win some games and surprise a couple people in the league.
Tom.
Don, last year you talked to us about, you know, your offense is going to be run pass option. You talked to us a lot about that, and sometimes that's a huge growth curve for a quarterback. Tell me where you're at in year two with that offense.
Yeah, by the way, you got a great memory and great notes. I did talk about that, and it was a lot. It was a lot for the coaches, too. You know, you got to educate them, and they all got to be on the same page. In year one, it was a process. And year two, it's awesome. Second day, we're running RPOs and throwing the ball all over the place and reading this player, reading that player. So I look forward to our offense. I think our offense is going to be able to do some things this year. I'm excited to watch those playmakers have the ball in space and run and light up the scoreboard. So I think offensively, we're going to be pretty good this year.
Where do you want to see your team take a step or two?
Well, we only returned three players on defense. So, you know, as the season goes on, we got to build some depth at the D-line position. We got some guys that are going to step in and be first-year starters that are upperclassmen. And just watch them gain confidence in the schemes and have trust in their teammates. You know, we really got to grow up defensively. And it's just a big question mark right now. Not that, you know, we lack players. We just lack the known right now.
You know, you end up 4-6 last year, Don, and obviously you're in some games, and that could go a little bit one way or the other. Did you feel like in that first year that you guys established an identity of who you're going to be as a football program under Don Griswold as head coach?
Well, sort of. I mean, we started that. It's a hard process. You know, we were in a lot of games. You know, for instance, we're in the Black River game. We're down 7 points midway through the third, and we end up losing by 28 or something, you know. And being able to grow how much adversity that we can handle. That's a Don Griswold football team. We can handle hard things. We can handle adversity and overcome them. And we've been working on that a lot and being able to put stress on kids mentally and physically and see how they respond and talk about what that looks like. So, you know, we didn't win any 50-50 games last year. And that's something that we're really, really going to drill down on. We've spent a lot of time addressing.
Don, I know. Well, go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say, do you talk about that with the kids?
Absolutely.
Or is that almost like, okay?
No, absolutely. You have to teach young people, you know, what is happening in their minds as those things happen. You know, when you have a bad play and it leads to a bad thought leads to another bad thought, and it's just a downward spiral because they're humans. And you have to teach kids what is happening in their brain that they can control it and that they can replace that negative thought with a positive thought. And once you teach young people that and they learn how to do it and internalize it, not only are they better football players, but they're going to be better human beings, you know, throughout their whole life. Because we all know, as men sitting up here, the real adversity comes when you got a mortgage and kids and a broken car and a pregnant wife, football season starting. You know, I mean, that's real life, and that's
what really
matters. So,
well, what I wanted to ask you was we had Mike Passarello on, and I asked him about the difference between year one and year two.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, he was coming into a new program where you had been elevated from Rob Clerico's program. But
Sure. Still,
the difference between year one and year two as a head coach.
Yeah, it's night and day. You know, me and Rob did a lot of things together, and Rob and I are great friends. And there's so much he did that I didn't realize he did. So just having that under your belt and coaching the coaches and make sure we're saying the same language and we're not double speaking. And, you know, we want to be completely aligned in how we explain things to kids. And all that sort of stuff that people don't see, certainly moms and dads in the stands Friday night don't know, go into it, that level of detail, that depth of detail, all that stuff's been cleaned up. And it's been really good. You know, we do something in our program as a staff. We watch film and we just identify problems and we just pair those problems with solutions. You know, it's not about feelings. It's not about egos. It's just about getting better. You know, having a year of that under our belts and talking open and what we can do better and constantly seeking out better ways to teach things and say things. And it's a lot of fun, man.
That's good stuff. Tom?
Well, talk to me about the league.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, you know, our side of the league, you know, the conversation always starts with Buckeye and Black River. You know, I mean, Buckeye, you know, it's got about 800 kids in their school, and they just have an economy of scale that's geared to win, and it's hard to compete with that, you know. And so they're the class of the conference. It always starts with them. Black River, you know, those guys. I'm buddies with those guys, Al Young and Kyle Clark, and those guys are my buddies. I have a ton of respect for them. They had an awesome season last year, represented our conference well in the playoffs. And those guys are looking to, you know, just reload again. So, you know, we're not in that conversation. I want to get Keystone football to the point where we're in that conversation every year when they're saying, you know, we gotta watch out for Keystone. So, those are two great programs headed by great men who are great role models, great football coaches. So, Yeah, I love our league. You know, it's just, again, there's great people. You had Paul Ferguson. Dude, I love that dude, man. He's such a good guy, man. He's working his butt off, and he's, you know, trying to get Brookside to a certain level. So, I love our league, and if you want to be good in our league, you got to beat Buckeye and Black River.
So to wrap things up, how does Keystone measure success this year?
Well, that's a great question, Tim. You know, I think it starts with, you know, being great teammates and giving each other great experiences and caring about one another, winning those 50-50 games, winning those toss-up games, being able to deal with adversity well. I think if we can check those boxes at the end of the year when we look at that win-loss record, it's going to be a nice, healthy number for us.
There you go. How anxious are you to get this thing going again?
And it's just awesome. We scrimmage Tuesday, we scrimmage Saturday, you know, getting game film, and again, try to figure out where to get better, man. It's what we do, it's how we're programmed. Again, thank you for having us. This is awesome. Love you guys. Love all these coaches. Just, again, it's America, man. I just love every bit of it.
It's fun stuff.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. All right, man, we'll let you get back to your little party over there.
Yeah, that's
Coach
right, man.
Ward, Coach Shaw, man.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Hopefully Coach Collier joined us. Love that, dude.
I see him. So, he's right
good,
there.
Good, yeah. Yeah. We got our table's the table to be at.
It's like a wedding.
That's right.
20.
That's
they're having a great time.
Table 12.
Fun
that's
over
it,
there.
Man.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks, Donnie. Todd Griswold, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, joining us here at the table at the Brew Kettle in Amherst.